There's a very important Ramban, but it's a little too complicated to discuss now, and that is exactly where the ladder was standing in Yaakov Avinu's Chalom. Machloek Smashi Ibn Ezra Ramban, that I think this is a long Ramban, but it's important because where the ladder was standing probably means different nevuah depending exactly where it was. Let's look at the first Ramban in Perikov Tess. It's a very important Ramban later on, but hopefully Ibanim also, the Chudushtik Ramban. But let's look at Chof Tess Menach. Yisa Yaakov Vaglov, Yelech Hartzov, and Ekenim. Right, this is after the nevuah. Vayar, Vine, Be'erba, Sodeh, Vine, Shlesha, and Ritzoim, Reb Tzim Olel. What should bother you with these psukim? Yeah. What's the Rosh Hashanah telling us over here? Why were the sheep there? Well, because that's posha though. And for Evan Gedor Lapi Aver, the Nes Mushomo Kol Adarim, the Golu was for Evan Mealpi Aver, the Ishku was Atzoin. Who needs a posha and chumash for this? And then you should know that she was even up here in the Kaima. The balance, Vayomer Lem Yaakov Achai Me'ayin Atem Vayomer Mechor Nenochnu Ela Yidatem Mislav Mechor. All right. And then later on he says, Vayomer Hein Oina Yoim Godol Loyesi Yosef HaMikne Ashku V'Hasoin Ruluchuru. So that shows us a tremendous insight into Yaakov Avinu, that he didn't know these people, and he may become very dependent on these people, he may need them, but he had such a sense of musar or a visceral reaction to laziness, and he says to these people what he's lacking off for. It's a very strange scene. A man comes to town, right? He doesn't know who's there, and as we said, he's going to become, he may need them. And he gives them musa right away. He says, "Hey, no, you guys, you should be working." So says the Ramban, "Yarech hakosuv b'sipur hazeh." The Torah is very generous and gives many, many details in telling this story. Lo hidienu ki koybe Hashem yachalifu koyach, because they want to teach us a yesod, that emunah and bitachon gives passion, it refreshes people, it gives koyach. Yachlifu koyach means that when a person is exhausted and tired, so he needs to have achlofas koyach. He needs to have a recharge. That's yachlifu koyach. Exchanges fatigue with energy. V'yirosoi titein oiz. And yiras shemayim gives strength. This pasuk was the central pasuk of one of the haftaras, Parshas Lech Lecha. So the selection is Noisei LaYoiv Koyach Ulein Oinim Otzma Yarbe VYafu Noarim VYigo VAcharim Koshul Keshelu VeKoyve Hashem Yachalifu Koyach Yalu Eber Kaneshorim. So the Novi, the Chazal, chose this Haftarah because Avraham Avinu had the same character. And Ramban says the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us these details because he wants us to understand this Yisoid. Bitochain Emuna Yerushamayim gives Koyach. Kihine Yaakov Avinu Bomin Aderech Mu'oyev. Yaakov is traveling. According to Chazal, he had not slept 14 years. Vayogel Levadio Evan Ashitzvichim Elo Kolorayim. He was a Yoshev Oyelim. But alone, he was able to unroll, to roll out this stone that otherwise required all of the shepherds. V'shloisha edrei tzoyna shalem royim rabim v'shoyimim kulom roi tzimol la eni v'chom lania kalal. Right? So again, so now look at the Pesuk. Shesh Baruch Hu wants us to know, v'yisa Yaakov v'agav v'chatzik v'nikenim v'yar v'nivair v'sodim v'nishom shloisha edrei tzoyin. Three flocks, roi tzimol la. What are the three flocks doing there? Kimin ha-be'er ahu yashkar adorim. They're waiting. Right? They're sitting around waiting. Nobody's doing anything. And you have lots of people there. There's a huge rock there. What's going to happen? Because Baruch Hu is telling us, you should know what's going to happen is that when all of the Adorim get there, when all the flocks get there, and they have all of the shepherds and all the shemim there, then we have to put the stone back. So all of this just to show us how much manpower is required to move this rock. And when Yaakov says, what's going on over here, he says we can't do anything until they all get it, even though it's not efficient, it's for carrot. If you had to get water for the sheep, the last thing you want to do is wait till everybody gets there, because then it's going to be taking much longer. But then Vishkinu v'golu asev mi'al pi be'er, and then the shepherds will push it off. Vishkinu atzoin. What happens? Va'ika she'ro Yaakov v'srochel v'as lovin achimoy v'etzatzoin lovin achimoy va'yigash Yaakov va'yogel asoeben mi'al pi be'er va'yashkes atzoin lovin achimoy. So all of this was explained to us when we see that Yaakov Avinu pushes the rock, so we should understand where to get the kayach from. The famous Musar Shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz. It's called Yichad Lev. In one of the, I forget which year it is, because the Payet on Geshem is Yichad Lev Ayogel Evin. Right? Yichad Lev means he was able to bring together all of his kayaches. Right, we have in my time, I don't know if it still happens now, Mr. Sober, once a year, he would put on a karate demonstration. And he would do very, very impressive acts of strength, right? But he explained that the strength wasn't coming from his muscles, it was coming from his ability to be able to pull together all of his koyches, and to focus all of the koyches that he has into one or two spots. And that's what he was, that's apparently what Yaakov was able to do. Yichad Lev. He was able to conjoin. We see it. The mashal that I think about every so often is almost everybody multitasks when we drive. Right? Almost everybody, even before cell phones, say, so everybody was listening to the radio, have a conversation when it's driving. Here was operating very heavy machinery, right? When it's driving, it has to be very, very alert because of the responsibility of driving and having a car and going at a tremendous speed, right? And there are people around and there are other cars around, so you have a tremendous achrayas. And after a while, we were able to multitask. Very soon, ad kedei kach, that there are many, many times when you get back to your destination, you'll think, you know, I didn't really, well, something late as I was coming. But I don't remember which streets they used. It was almost like it was a second nature. So there you see, a person can have a very significant conversation and drive, right? That means that while they can listen to their radio and drive, that means that while they were driving, they were making ongoing decisions about switching lanes, about which road to take, what speed to have. So you're watching many, many things, right? Watching But police cars, there's many, many things while you're driving. So that is, that's what Rabbeinu Bachaya calls pizur ha-nefesh. That we are able to have, we have all of these koiches. So if a person, lu yitzuyu, would be able to put all of these koiches together and be able to focus all these koiches on one Rambam, on one Tosfos, on one, so you can imagine what we could accomplish. That's Pshat Yichud Alev. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand that when Yaakov Avinu pushed the rock, it wasn't because that in the Yeshiva Hashem maybe they had a weight room. So he had, right? And after 14 years, they learned all of Kol Torah Kula plus. And I was able to, no. It's that to Oyev, Yaakov, Yaakov, Bomer Derech, Bu Oyev. That's probably Pshat when Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu stayed awake for 14 years. What's the kunz? The kunz is that he was so engaged in his machshavos that he was able to push himself without sleep. Right, the Vilna Gaon was able to learn by catching 4 hours a week, 4 hours a night, 2 hours and 2 hours. Perush and Dvar, you know, what's a person? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a certain limitation of koyches, but the point is that his ability, his excitement, his interest, his ability to bring his koyches together was so powerful that he was able to persevere. I'm amazed at how Gedolei Yisrael are able to learn for hours and hours without a cup of coffee. I don't think I ever saw Rav Shecht have a cup of coffee. I don't know. I don't think I ever saw. Right? I think Rav Williger has a cup of coffee. Right? But there's a certain koyches, and there's a certain passion and excitement and the insight and bitochen v'yirosei titenoyz. So this yisoid is so important for a Jew to know that if Rav Shecht says it's worthwhile, look at these psukim, and at first sounds like it's a Lahavdil, like a children's story. It is like a children's story. Right? There were three sheaves, three flocks, and they waited for the rock. But this is such an important insight. L'chayra, that's what Chazal had in mind when they assigned the Haftorah of Koy Ve'eshem Yechliv Koy to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, a tremendous koyches. But he was an older man already when we begin the story. Right? But he was able to take on the greatest empire, the five kings, became successful. So that's number one. Next, Ula Rabbi Seinah Berbeishis Rabba Gam Bozeh Lohem Soid Remez Li Osid. And again, I think over here that there's an element over here which is not what we call Devar Minister. And Chazal saw this in addition to this Yisoid of Koyve Hashem Yachalifu Koyach. They saw sod remez liosin lavoi, kin izdamin loy kocha shenikones bederech habeer, v'loy nesvu kol ha'adur mak shloishem ayem, ubo bizman she'evin al pi habeer, v'adomim shoymrim lo. So he gave us this picture that we come to a well, and when we get to the well, only three flocks are there. And the three flocks get there, and the well is not available to them. Va'adorm shoymer blan, the three flocks that are there are watching over the well. V'chein no inyanam supor kan, and the story that's really being told of here, lo'idia sheyatzliach baderech hazeh, that Yaakov Avinu will be successful in what he's beginning right now. What does that mean? He's beginning yemei agolos. He's leaving. He's left the father's home. The Rebbe used to point out at the beginning of the parsha. We used to point out, "Vayetze Yaakov Hashem El Charona." So you read the psukim that generated so many midrashim. Why did they generate so many midrashim? Because without the midrashim, the psukim are hard to understand. "Vayifka ba'mokoy vayol en shom." He came to a place. He slept there. Why did he sleep there? Kivu Hashemesh, because it got dark. And he took some stones, and he made a pillow, By Yishkav, but Mokim, when he slept there. Who needs the pasuk? They have to know that Yaakov Avinu slept because it got dark. They have to know that he used the rock as a pillow. That's why Chazal darshan every single phrase. Vayolin Shom was the first time he slept. Kibo Hashemesh, because Baruch Hu made the Shemesh come. Vayikim Avnezokim, every stone said, Allah Yinu, Roshu Shal Tzadik Zeh. Because if you don't darshan every pasuk, it's hard to understand the pasuk. The Rebbe used to point out that Pashtus was to show that Yaakov Avinu's life had hit a low. When a person doesn't have, when a person is despondent, when a person is not charged, when he's not passionate, when he doesn't have excitement, when life doesn't have when life doesn't have a charge to it, so then life slows down, right? And every single action becomes very, very, and the focus of life is on very, very unimportant events. A person who has places to go and things to do and people to see, he doesn't focus on the drive and how long it took him and what and where he stopped to get gas and he stopped to have lunch. He's going someplace important right now, right? A person who is not just dragging around, doesn't have anything important going on in life, so then he remembers what he had for lunch and where he went for supper and what the place he stopped at. So by Yifgaba Mokem, he came to a place, by Yolan Shom, he slept there. The Rav said, this is to give us this a mood, I mean, Pashas, to give us a certain mood, that Yaakov Avinu was very despondent right now, until he got the Nebuah, because he'd just been thrown out of his father's house. He had just accomplished what he had to accomplish, his life's goal, he got the brachas. Rivka had raised him all the time to say, don't worry, even though Yitzchak, your father, is favoring Esau, and keeps telling Esau what it means to be the Bechor, and what it means to take over, and what it means to be the Mesorah of Avinu, Yaakov Avinu got it. So now, from now on, what's supposed to be Nichnas Betzilo Shel Yitzchak. This point on, he's supposed to be hanging around with his father, Yehuda Belaila, learning the Mesorah of Avinu. What happened instead? He has to run for his life. Right? He lives with a price on his head. This whole world when be cuts all the cuts one moment. So when that happens, a person loses his excitement for life. So if kama mokim by yolin shom kibla shemesh v'kach ma'am ne'amokim, that's what the Rebbe explained to give us a certain understanding of the beat of Yaakov's life and slowed down. However, when he saw the Sulam Mutzav Arza, and he got the bracha from Ganesh Baruch Hu, and he said, then his life changed once again. And he realized that Ganesh Baruch Hu was taking care of him. He realized that he had moved from the Mitzilei Shel Yaakov Yitzchak, and now Ganesh Baruch Hu was saying Kadosh Baruch Hu was on top of watching Ushmar Tichu B'chol Asher Teileich V'Asher Yivayisich El Adom Azois Ki Lo Yezovcha Ad Asher Mesisei Eseh Shedibarti Lach. Nope. So that's V'Yisei Yaakov Yisraglav V'Yachat V'Nei Kedem. Now there was no limit to what Yaakov could accomplish. So says the Ramban, that's number one. Number two is there was a Nebuah happening over here. And again, this is the Mahalach of the Ramban. That's what he teaches us. In a way, Rashi's Mahalach as well, that you can't have a Richus Dvarim without some kind of, without some other message being communicated to us. So whereas the Rashi would now focus on various Midrashim, the Ramban, usually out of concern for inconsistencies in the Pasuk, the Ramban focuses on Midrashim simply out of a Richus Dvarim. So says the Ramban, so what happened? Yaakov Avinu comes to a place and he has a Nebuah, a new Nebuah. He sees three flocks of sheep there. Because otherwise, why are we telling us? Why tell me the story? So Yaakov Avinu sees, he sees a picture, three flocks around a wellspring that is inaccessible to them. So he Loidia sheyatzliach baderech hazeh v'yetzei mimenu zera zoichel leremez hazeh. He got a nevuah saying that your children will be zoichel to this picture. There's a nevuah And what's the nevuah? That your children will get this picture. What's the picture? Ki ha-be'er yir moizel beis ha-mikdash. The be'er is the wellspring, the source of nourishment, the source of life, the source of refreshment physically. Shloisha ed reitzoin oyle shloisha regolim. Those are the three times that his children will go to Yerushalayim. Ki me'in ha-be'er yashku ha-dorm. Why would they go to Yerushalayim? Because they'll have to get their batteries recharged. It's an insight into the whole din of Elila Regel. That Elila Regel is this concept of people needing to have their ruchnius recharged. Shemishomo yushoyim ruch ha-kodesh. Oy sheyirmos ki mitzion teitze seira. Shenim shel lamayim. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. V'nes mushomo kol ha-dorim. And ultimately, all of the Klal Yisrael will gather there. Bo'im milavo chamas at Nachal Mitzrayim from north to south. And when they all gather there, v'golu aso eben v'yishku. So another insight that the Ramban says is over here, that is that the that we will achieve Ruach HaKodesh and we will achieve the drawing from the Ruchnis of Yerushalayim. We will achieve that when Klal Yisrael comes together. It's two components. Number one, Aliyah LeRegel, and the Nes Ushama Kol HaDarim. So you see a very, very important Yisoyin, that a very important Musar that Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving Yaakov Avinu. Number one, Koy VeHashem Yachlifu Koyach. That's a Musar for us. That's a Yisoyin in life, that a person feels fatigued, so a person cannot be sleep deprived. A person has to know what his koyches are. A person cannot push themselves beyond their physical koyches. They're not going to accomplish. They're not going to be able to. A person has to work with their health. There are all sorts of new studies in health on sleep. The old theories in the earlier, till the 90s, said the people thought, scientists thought that sleep was there only to keep a person awake. The person didn't sleep. And they would fall asleep, right? So the new studies in the 90s, series of Harvard studies, that sleep accomplishes much more. That during sleep, that's when the body rebuilds itself physically. That the body deteriorates unless it has a certain amount of sleep done. So the new shittas, and it happens to me that the new shittas give us a greater incidence in the Bria, because it makes much easier for us to understand for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give the phenomena of sleep in order to be able just so we shouldn't fall asleep, shouldn't drop off and fall asleep, look over that circular. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu to make a Bria which deteriorates unless the phenomenon of sleep is able to help the body rebuild, so now it gives a much greater understanding to the phenomenon of sleeping. And then, b'nosaf l'zeh, so it keeps a person alert. So the, but when a person is not sleep deprived, so very often they become tired as well, and they become verschlafen as well. So when they become verschlafen, when they don't have, when they are not as charged and not as passionate as they could be, when they don't have things to look forward to, midei yoyim v'yoyimai. Rav Alpin used to point out, who is the only person, the first person, and the only individual who ever becomes tired in Chumash? No. Adam did not become tired. Adam did not become tired. Kadosh Baruch Hu made him fall asleep, but he wasn't tired. Right? Esa. It's Ayyef, right? Who's the only time you find Ayyefus in Chumash is Esa and Esa's children, Amalek. Right? Ayyef and Gibli, Yerali Kim. Goes together. Right? Many developers, this Lebroid has an essay in this as well. And then, the next time you find Ayyefus is in the Megillah, in relationship to also Tamboli. So that's. But if a person is Kaveh Hashem, there's always work to be done for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's always something to learn. There's always a good word to say. There's always a person looking on. There's always a chesed to do. That's what Yaakov lived. That's why Yaakov said, "Oy da yem gadol." This is it's not shayach to not have something to do. Right? Person needs time to relax and to rest, right? To refresh their koyches. But that's the picture we get. The things that have to be taken care of. Right? That's Koyve Hashem, a person who had lives with that kind of bitochin emuna, you're also titein ois. But then there's another musar. That the Torah's given to Yaakov, and that is that people naturally have yiridus and aliyahs. That a human being, boss of Adam, it's very hard for boss of Adam to stay in the same level of being charged the entire. The Vilna Gaon, he can do it. Right? There are individuals who get to that level that they can, like Yaakov Avinu, can't waste a second. But most boss of Adam are working on getting to that level. And most boss of Adam have periods in their lives where they get heavy yirida, they have a funk, they have a drop in ruchnius, they have it's called Mitzvah Shabbos. No. Right after Shabbos goes, right? Right after Abdullah, Vaynafash. So there's a drop in ruchnius right then. Right? So there are times that people have, it could be that a person's overburdened by other things. It could be a pizer on nefesh, a person is distracted. But people have, that's one of the famous essays of Volvi, which made Volvi so relevant to Talmidei Chachamim, to yeshiva guys. Because Rav Volvi has an essay where he says, everybody has yiridus ve'aliyahs. But the kunz in life is not to deny and dismiss the yirida. The kunz in life is to recognize the yirida and then to have it, to realize the aliyah is going to come, and then to figure out how you're going to bring the aliyah, how you're going to make the aliyah come, how you're going to get the inspiration to come. So this was a great nevuah for Yaakov Avinu. To tell that if Yaakov, because Rachel would have told Yaakov, you know, don't worry, your kids are going to always have a bear of my mechaim in the back. They're always going to be walking around with inspiration. So, could have been that. So, that would not have been as valuable as telling Yaakov Avinu, your children are going to be boss of Adam, and they're going to have yiridus in life, but they'll always be. There'll always be the Shloshah Regalim, and the Shagom are going to bring Klal Yisrael together, and they're going to have Shemishomo Yushayim Ruach HaKodesh. Right? It's like a person goes back to Eretz Yisrael because he needs to get his batteries recharged. So it would be better if he could have his batteries recharged in Chutz Lords. That'd be better. That'd be higher Madrega to have his batteries recharged by learning even Chutz Lords. Doesn't always happen. Person that sometimes has to go back. That's Shemishomu Yishayim Ruach HaKodesh. But that was the nevuah that he got. That Shloisha Edmeit Soin, there are going to be three, there will always be three opportunities for Aliyah Lebegel, and there will always be Shloisha Edmeit Soin, and Menes Vushomu Kol Adorim, and Klal Yisrael will come together. So when Yaakov Avinu experiences this, so then he has a tremendous haftacha to be told, if you know that your children, no matter what happens, there'll always be a wellspring of ruchnias that they can come back to and nurture from. That gives a grandparent, a parent, an ancestor a tremendous sense, because then you know that it's that your children are protected from what is one of the most concerning things, and which should be one of the most concerning things to parents, and that is when children are not inspired. When children wake up every morning and ma yomi yomayim, this could be yesterday, it could be tomorrow. Where am I going? What am I accomplishing? So for a parent, for Yaakov to say that, yeah, people will have lulls and funks, but so that's the very end is another yesod. They'll have to leave it for another time. I hold that's a yesod also, because after all said and done, who needs to know that they put the rock back, right? Let's say the Torah wouldn't tell us that, so we'd figure out on our own that they have to put the rock back. because otherwise they wouldn't be hanging out. They didn't put the rock back last time. So Ramban says, what's the nakuda of the Torah saying that, and you know what? They're going to put the rock back. So the Ramban says, Heishivu se'even munach l'regel abo. Pashas, it means that there's always going to be more and more growth. All right, but that will leave for a different time. Good.